Luther Allen. Unfinished house. Swallows nest in the rafters of my unfinished house. Flit and swerve through future windows, mouths full of insects, chirping joy. The flight of humanity has been much on my mind. The deadly puerile and penile wagging of power and territory. Killing from belief, killing from non-belief. Kneeling before the progeny of the hydrogen jukebox, tossing the nuclear dice. Our lives of pixel vicariousness. Practicing greed as soul work. Our mania for distraction and diversion. Incontinent paranoia and malignant punditry. The Armageddon box knife of technology. Abandoning the unwashed, the unschooled, the unlucky. Our suffocating fear of the unknown. Where is the phoenix of compassion and love, the blossoming of enlightened community, actualized spirit? Is the ash of the burned books, burned villages, burned forests, burned air, burned bodies, burned minds, too deep, too complicated, too hot, too hard? We seem to be burrowing underneath in tunnels of clever words, clever things, broken art, fabricating endlessly fascinating fractals of the shallow, false, and useless. Never really touching, never really knowing. Off in the distance, I can almost hear the doors of God's car close shut, the engine start, then the taillights glow dim in the dusk as it heads down the road to another planet. I will somehow finish the house with such a magnificent and costly foundation. I will wrap it for winter after the swallows have fledged, peck away at the siding, run plumbing and wiring, insulate, sheetrock, crafting the necessary order. The exterior will be painted a calm and solid color, the color of wet sand, of listening. The trim will be something vibrant and deep, so passersby will know their knock will be answered. The interior will be painted the color of infinite sky. There will be a broad brace under the highest gable, exactly the width of a swallow's nest. I will somehow make this place complete, to flit and swerve, mouth agape, to fly up through the ashes.